Across the country, it's common for cities to seize homes or businesses to make room for public construction projects. But increasingly, cities are condemning private property to build commercial projects in the name of economic development. In one Ohio town, residents are fighting in an upcoming election against that use of eminent domain. Renita Jablonski of member station WCPN reports.
Jim Salit is a retired salesman, but he's in the midst of making what could be the biggest pitch of his life.
You ask any young person, what do you want to do when you grow up? Okay, they want to finish their schooling, they'd like to get married, have children, buy a home. That's the American dream. And after you buy that home, you don't want the city telling you, we're going to bulldoze this neighborhood, you've got to leave.
The 75-year-old retiree and his wife, Joanne, live in Lakewood, an inner-ring Cleveland suburb of about 57,000. Salit's home overlooks a wooded valley at the end of a dead-end street and is part of a quiet neighborhood made up of single-family homes and several large apartment buildings. Lakewood Mayor Madeline Kane commissioned a study last year that designates Salit's neighborhood as blighted. The report notes things like crime statistics, but also points to a lack of modern amenities like attached garages and air conditioning. Kane explains it's that blight designation that allows the city to take Salit's home to build a multi-million dollar complex of shops, condos, and restaurants. She says eminent domain is a necessary tool for built-out communities trying to reinvent themselves.
If the first ring suburbs in our nation bite the dust, then the regional economies of these major metropolitan areas are at major risk.
Residents like John Riley, who's lived in Lakewood for 60 years, don't buy it. He lives nearby the project's footprint and is among those trying to rally voters to kill the city's plans to take those homes.
I have a detached garage. Everyone I know has a detached garage. I don't think I'm blighted.
While protesters take advantage of the days before the election to take their message to the streets, a Washington-based legal group is taking the issue to court. Dana Berliner is a senior attorney with the Institute for Justice. The libertarian think tank filed a lawsuit on behalf of the Salits and about a dozen other home and business owners who refused to sell.
We hope to set both a precedent against sham blight designations and a precedent that taking someone's home so that someone else can have a home there is not a public use.
Jonathan Adler teaches constitutional law at Cleveland's Case Western Reserve University. He says the Institute for Justice is tapping into the issue at a time when courts across the country are becoming increasingly sensitive to such cases.
This isn't removing homes that are so dilapidated that they're used as drug markets or they could be constituted nuisances. This is a case where the local government has decided that it knows how to make better use of the property than the existing owners.
But not everyone agrees. More than 100 residents showed up at a recent press conference held by a group that supports the mayor's vision. Brian Powers heads the campaign for Lakewood's future.
It's about keeping residents in Lakewood. It's about keeping our tax base stable so that we can maintain our city services and be the kind of Lakewood that we all live in now and want to continue to live in.
Jim Salit vows that his fight won't end with the November ballot initiative, whatever the outcome.
And I'm going to stand in front of my home if that bulldozer ever comes. They're going to have to take me out with it.
Bulldozers won't be visiting this neighborhood anytime soon, though. Even if voters endorse the development deal, a drawn-out court battle will likely follow. For NPR News, I'm Renita Jablonski in Lakewood, Ohio.